This is Mark Steiner, of course, and we're about to talk once again, as we do every year, about Money Power Day. This is Money Power Day 2012. And they say 2012 is the year when things are supposed to shift. Well, Power Day did shift. It's gone from poly to city. Well, that may be, we'll see what that means. We're not sure, but I want to welcome our guests in the studio this hour. Sarah Johnson is back with us. She's director of the Baltimore Cash, Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope campaign. Mm-hmm. Good to have you back in the studio with us, Sarah.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, Mark.
And Bert J. Hash Sr. is president and CEO of MeQ, one of our wonderful underwriters. And Bert, welcome to the studio. Good to have you with us as well.
It's nice to be here, Mark, and it's a junior, not senior.
Oh, see? Got junior. Sorry. It was a senior, which is why you're the junior.
Yes.
So why did you go to – what happened? You went to city. Well, the poly people were very upset that you
– I know. As someone who's not from Baltimore, I'll tell you, that's the biggest controversy I've heard. I can't believe I've had so many conversations about this. We are mixing it up. We've been at Poly the last couple years, but we're at City this year, and we're excited to be there. That's been really great working with the school. The students have gotten involved. We actually have 30 students who volunteered this for the event as well. So, we're excited to test out a new venue, trying to keep things a little more compact, all on one floor, so that people can really circulate around the event. It's packed with all kinds of things. Services and workshops and things happening. So we wanted to keep it in a place where we could really contain it in one area. So we're excited.
So
plenty of free parking.
I was just teasing. I mean, I went to City. My grandson went to Poly, so it's
oh good. Yeah, the controversy.
I'm no big deal for some. So tell me. Let's Bert start off with just about Money Power Day, because those who may not even be aware of what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, Money Power Day is into its seventh year, and it's a free, and I emphasize the word free, financial services day. It's focused on the community and certainly the family, and to have a fun-filled day filled with activities. We have a number of exhibitors, a number of seminars, and it's all about education, financial literacy, teaching people what to do with their money, how to do and certainly looking at their future and their financial goals and helping them with this. It's a very fun event. It's like a fair.
So, I mean, and Sarah, let's talk a bit about things that they're going to do there, actually. I mean, I think that every year, if I remember it from last year, the last couple of years, there have been all kinds of places where people could work on their mortgage issues, work on consolidating bills. Talk a bit about what people can do and why they would show up.
Sure. So Baltimore Cash started Money Power Day because we really wanted to have a place where we could bring all the services and providers together in one place. And it's really grown from there. And so it feels like we have such a long list of things we have to talk about. But I'm glad we have some time today. So we have workshops on site, anything from how to buy a home. We'll have a great panel of experts who will be talking about all the different tax credits you can get and types of programs to help you buy a home, as well as a credit cafe. So we'll have folks on site who can help pull your free tax, or I'm sorry, your free credit report, and actually sit down with the CCCS, that's the Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Delaware and Maryland, and you can actually meet with them one-on-one to review your credit, find out how it looks. I do it every year, so I'm practicing what I preach. My husband and I both, we pull our free credit report every year and do one-on-one to make sure there's been no identity fraud, no scams, anything like that, and get advice on how things are looking. It's good to do that checkup every year.
Do you have to make an appointment or just
you don't, no. So on site, we have a lot of services, so you can really kind of mingle throughout the day, pop into a workshop, take advantage of that, mill through some of the exhibitors. We've got over 40 different exhibitors on site, all there to give you good information. I think it's important to say that this is a shady-free zone. No one's there to sell you anything. You know, this is a place where you can just really get honest, good information, as well as take advantage of the on-site services, like the credit cafe, as well as free tax preparation. I mean, I couldn't go a day without talking about that in my world.
Free tax prep.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I would like to add that MeQ this year is sponsoring the Youth Zone, and that's full of financial focus activities for the youth ages 5 to 18. And it includes the ever-popular Power Buck game. You might be familiar with that. Face painting, color stations, and more. It's a lot of fun. So it's really a fun-filled environment for everyone. So please bring out your kids because they will certainly enjoy it and talk about it for a long period of time.
So you're supposed to get your face painted before or after you find out your credit score.
Well, I'll tell you what we've done this year, because we are focusing on health, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. I think what we've noticed, and certainly our partners have told us this, as well as our great sponsors like MeQ, as we've been talking about and planning this event, some of our early brainstorming was talking about how this economy has been grinding on, and what we're seeing is a lot of stress. Right. We're seeing a lot of families that are under a lot of stress, and what happens when you're stressed? It affects your health. And people aren't sleeping. People are, having a lot of other health problems that they may not be able to take, get checked out at a doctor, or they're avoiding going to the doctor. And these health issues are starting to crop up, as well as medical debt. So we see a lot of issues around medical debt that is really following people into their next sort of arena in life. And so we know that that affects your credit score, right? And that's sort of affecting your ability to move on. And so we wanted to address health issues this year. So when you get your credit report pulled, if you're a little stressed out, we actually are going to have massage therapists on site.
Really? Get out.
5-minute mini massages. I'm not joking. I'm
great.
Not pulling your
That's
leg.
Great. That's great.
As a little sort of like relaxation for you there after you pull your credit report.
Mark, we also have workshops covering topics to help people learn the steps to achieving their financial dreams, such as buying a home, starting a small business, and basic investing. We have a number of workshops that's focused on small business, so we encourage individuals that are looking to come out to develop and grow their small business to come out. We have speakers for that, certainly speakers to talk about beginning a business and the steps that you have to go through. And if you're still looking to purchase a home, and we certainly encourage you how to purchase a home ownership seminar as well.
So, I mean, when you say seminars, are these people who are speaking at different times, or these seminars that are ongoing during the day, how's it going to work?
They are ongoing throughout the day. We have a number of participants, a number of sponsors that have their employees working with us in doing the seminars as we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. And just to build off that, I would say, again, we have certified housing counselors on site. We have certified attorneys there on site. We have people from both the state and the city level who, again, have the credentials and qualifications to give people the good advice around buying a home, or if they're facing foreclosure, working on mitigating some of those issues. So really trying to bring the right folks to the table so that you're getting the right advice on site that day.
Speaking of the right folks, we have our opening ceremony from 9:30 to 10:15 a.m., and we encourage everyone to be there, because we've had a longtime supporter, Congressman Cummings, and Congressman Sarbanes will be there with us as well to certainly help kick it off.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Money Power Day, it's hard to believe it's been going on for 7 years, and it grows every single year. But emphasizing that this is a free event, and really it's just great to see how many people have gotten behind this event and see how it's grown over the years to be able to keep adding on these critical services. So certainly having the support of Congressman Cummings and Sarbanes, and of course MeQ has been outstanding. You were mentioning what's going on during the day, and I think a great way for people to find out what, if they just can come for part of the day and really want to know about small businesses or something like that, you should go to our website, which is moneypowerday.org, and they've got a full list of all the workshops and presenters, so you can see their credentials, you can see when they'll be presenting, and learn a little bit about how you may want to schedule your day.
Now, it sounds like, but I think this is important to me, because it sounds like what people come to this, when they come to this, they can really help figure out how to get their financial home in order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of what today is about.
Whether it's Absolutely.
Getting help in your income taxes, getting a credit score, but you're having counselors there to talk about people's. You say, this is what I have. These are the bills I have.
Right.
What can I do?
Right. That's exactly right. And I think in these times, people need good information.
Right.
They're feeling like, they're not sure what's a scam and what's not. And I want to make sure people know that this is where you can really come to get quality advice and meet with people one-on-one, right? This is when you get the FaceTime. You're not just going to get someone on the phone and press one for this. You actually get to sit down and talk with someone face-to-face and get your questions answered in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has a concern about privacy today, and you can bring your sensitive financial documents to Shred on site. We have Shredder truck, so we encourage people to come out and to bring their documents that they want to have shredded as well.
Oh, really?
And that's there throughout the day as well.
Yeah.
So, this is, I think the importance of this can be underestimated sometimes if you think about, that people have these kind of public and community meetings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and the, I mean, this is the idea of what you call it, Money Power Day.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that people can kind of really figure out how to empower themselves with the money they have, even if you are, you know, struggling on one or two salaries, whether your salaries together or singly are like $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, or whatever that happens to be, that this is a place for you to come and really figure out what you can do to live a begin to think about how you can build and live a good life on the money you make.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think what we've seen is people trying to supplement their incomes in the last couple of years with the economy being the way it is and putting their entrepreneurial spirit to work. And we've seen over the last couple of years all the feedback we get from participants and sort of the information from our sponsors who are always there and bring their staff as well is people love the small business piece of this. And we've seen people opening up, you know, the cupcake store and a dog walking company and a car detailing business. And people are trying to supplement their income and also thinking about their, you know, what they'd like to be and continuing their careers. And so we've really geared Money Power Day this year with the workshops in the afternoon around small business. We have a great panel with lenders, and Miki will be bringing one of their folks along to be profiling it. So we really are giving entrepreneurs a chance to say, how do I start a business? How do I grow my business? And then if when I'm to that point where I really am successful in growing, how do I work with a lender to continue my growth? And so this is a great panel that we put together, and I'm excited that Miki is bringing one of their businesses along to be profiled. This is really neat.
Yes, we make business loans as well. You know, we talk about our partners. We have exhibitors, about 45 exhibitors from nonprofits, business, and organizations. And this type of event would not work without having those partners to be there and be a part of this every year. And we have some new sponsors this year. They're platinum sponsors, the Associated Black Charities, Bank of America, M&T, who's been in there in the past, and Maryland and D.C. Credit Union Association, and, of course, MeQ.
Of course, MeQ. wouldn't be it without MeQ. So talk about how do people get in touch and how do they get there? What?
Sure. So again, our event is going to be at City College this year. So for anyone who in the city who doesn't know, which I would find remarkable, but for anyone who doesn't know, it is at 3220 in the Alameda.
33rd in the Alameda.
That's right. And so we do have free parking, which is across the street over at the Johns Hopkins Eastern Campus. So there's got plenty of free parking there for people to come right in. And they can find out more again about the workshops and services if you want to sign up for housing counseling, all the information to register if you want to register for services in advance. A lot of things you can just bring your documents and take advantage of. Some things you can make an appointment. Free tax preparation, obviously, on site. You can make an appointment by visiting bemorefreetaxes.org or learn more information by going to our website, which is moneypowerday.org. This Saturday, can you believe it?
This is going to be a good day.
I know.
That's exciting.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day outside. I was so worried about snow.
No, it's not. I think snow is a thing of the past.
I think it might be.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. We're glad we're going to have a beautiful day this Saturday, so we really hope it encourages people to come out. And even if you just come by for a little while, Saturday is going to be a really exciting Money Power Day for us.
We're definitely going to try to stop by that day just to wander through and say hello to everybody.
Great.
And meet and let people know how much we support Money Power Day and encourage all of our listeners to really take advantage of this. You don't have to call. You don't have to make reservations.
Nope. Come on in.
Starts at 9 a.m., goes to 3 p.m. this Saturday, March the 10th. Just go to 33rd and Alameda. Go to City. You can park at the Old Eastern High School, now part of Hopkins, across the street. Walk across the street and go inside and really learn something and help get your financial house in order, get your questions answered. You might want to start a business. You might be thinking about your taxes. They have free tax prep. All that's going to be there. So you don't want to miss this opportunity. There are not too many free days in our life.
That's right.
But Money Power Day is one of those days.
So. And not to mention a lot of fun.
Yeah. For the kids, face painting and all the rest that Bert was telling us about. So, and we want to thank, of course, our dear friends in the studio here today, Bert Hash, who is president and CEO of MeQ, for coming to the studio again. Great to see you, Bert, as always.
Well, Mark, thank you. And once again, thank you for your support and continued support. And we look forward to seeing you on the 10th.
We'll be there. And Sarah Johnson, of course, back again, director of the Baltimore Cash Campaign, which stands for Creating Asset Savings and Hope. Join us all this Saturday between 9 and 3 p.m. at Baltimore City College, 33rd in the Alameda. Don't be square. Be there.
That's
that
right.
Was corny, but be there. We'll see you there. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late, Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. Hello, this is Mark Steiner, and welcome back. We're about to have a conversation with two incredible artists, tap dancers. This Saturday night, there is a performance at Creative Alliance called Buster Baby Hawk, Masters of Maryland Tap, hosted by one of my closest friends in life, Maria Broom, an incredible actress and a wonderful human being and dancer. Two of those people in this performance are Quinn Johnson, who is a professional tap dancer, instructor, choreographer, community dance instructor at Coppin State University, and much more. Maude Arnold, who is co-director and producer of the D.C. Tap Festival with her sister, Chloe Arnold, and also a tap dancer and instructor. And ladies, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be here.
So it's wonderful. And, you know, I have to say first, I jumped on the web and saw both of you dancing.
So was it good?
It was good.
Okay,
It was real good.
Good. I don't want to have to, you know, take anything off my right.
No, it was wonderful. And I think that, you know, let's just start with this. I think that people somehow in this world of hip-hop and new music and thinking, people think sometimes that tap dance is something that belongs somewhere in the 1950s or before. You know, people don't think of tap as like now. But, of course, watching the two of you, it is clearly now. So we'll start with Maude and then go to Quinn. I mean, don't you get that feeling when people say, do you ever get that feeling when you say, oh, I teach tap, I do tap, that they some people go, look, tap?
Well, it happens all the time. When people ask me what I do for a living, especially because I live in L.A. now, and that's all people ask you after they find out your name. And people say, no way, people don't tap dance anymore, especially not girls. And then I'll say, yes, I do. And then they'll say, you don't pay your bills that way. And then I say, Google me. And oftentimes, funny enough, people do, you know, they call their iPhone. And it is something that people don't see as often anymore because, you know, back in the day, you had it in feature film. It was something that people really, it was something that was sought after and really popular. When it didn't become as popular. But I think that it's something that, you know, people like Quinn and myself and my sister and Jason Samuel Smith, who was in the show too, are really trying to bring it to the forefront of entertainment all around because it is such a classic and amazing art form and it has grown and developed so much and it is totally fitting for this generation and this music and this time. And so once people see it, then they're totally involved. So it's just about exposing it and getting people really involved and then they love it again.
Quinn, why don't you jump in on that? I'm just curious how you approach by it and how you think about that, too.
I totally agree with Maude. I either get that response of, you tap dance, like, I don't think people tap dance anymore, or they want to show me their favorite tap step from when they were five. So it's one or the other, but I totally agree with Maude. I think that what we're doing and trying to do is just continue to make it accessible for people that aren't familiar with it. And people that used to love it and
want
to get back into it. So,
one of the things that strikes me about it, though, and watching the both of you kind of perform in your different ways of doing tap, and I said I've only seen you on the web, and I'm dying to see you really dance and as in terms of just watching you on stage, is that I don't think people understand the roots of tap in terms of its being a quintessential African-American art, an art form that kind of marries a bit of Europe, but it really is born of the African world in America. And what that says to the two of you is I was watching Quinn, you on the web, doing a lot with a Latino music and Afro-Latino music and really kind of hitting it in terms of how it fits the soul of African culture.
I really, for me, tap is really an expression. I'm definitely expressing myself through the art, whether it's just emotion or freedom or whatever I could be going through at the time. And I think that the roots definitely come, they definitely have some roots in African rhythm and African dance, but they also have some roots in European styles
right.
as well because, you know, being in America, the whole melting pot, you know, you don't just get influenced from one thing. As a tap dancer, you're free to express yourself any way you feel, whether it's jazz or African rhythms or funk. Or, you know, rock, hip-hop, it's very open. It's rhythm. We're creating music, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Quinn?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Maude. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no. What did you say? I was saying, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, really, like, with that, we are creating music. We are musicians. You know, we are composing and arranging music. 4/4, you know, 6/5. It's music.
I was thinking about some of the things I was watching in terms of the what you all do. And when I was, there was a piece I think I saw you do, Quinn, that was with, what's the name of the group I just saw you with? I'm just looking at it now and a minute ago.
The Peru Show?
Yes, the Peru Show.
Oh, Colectivo Palenque.
Yes.
Yeah, in Peru they have a particular style that's similar to tap. They're probably cousins. It's called zapateo. And it's the same origins as tap, but they don't have taps on the bottom of their shoes. They just have hard sole shoes. And, you know, kids do it in the street. The same way the tap was grown and bred, why people watching each other on the street, you know, they didn't learn it in a dance studio. So that's definitely the way zapateo is. And so traveling across the world, we have a chance to see those different dance styles that are similar to tap dance. It just has a different name, but it speaks the same language.
And Maude, I'm curious how you and your sister both are deep into tap. I mean, this is the world for both of you, right?
We're really lucky. It's so funny because my sister is currently walking around my room right now looking for a towel. She's and I'm pointing to her where clean towels are. And she just got back into town, too. And it's so funny because my sister and I live together between L.A. and New York, and I haven't seen her in 6 weeks because she's been in Qatar and Brazil and New York and Boston and Seattle and D.C. and Florida. And we were talking last night about how lucky we are to be able to travel around the world and have made this a living. I mean, we grew up, I hate to say this, like corny, but we did grow up poor in D.C., getting evicted and, you know, not having much. And our mom always just stressed the importance of, one, staying in dance. And I can honestly thank our teacher, Tony Lombre, who knew we didn't have any money and always let us staying on scholarship in her dance program. And education was really big for my mom, too. My sister and I both went to Columbia University on scholarship. And so we just made it our goal and our life plan to make this tap dance thing work. And when people always ask us, like, well, what would you guys be doing if you didn't do this? And I'm like, I really don't know life without this. I mean, I met Quinn when I was, like, I don't know, maybe 14 or 15 in D.C., and she was at Howard, and we did this show together, and now that was, like, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And this is all because of tap dancing. And so we've been lucky enough to build, we're trying to build a brand for ourselves, and we have our D.C. Tap Festival, which is in 3 weeks, and it's awesome. It's growing. It's you know, we just started with our credit cards. We had no real sponsors or support, and it's growing. It's the fourth year, and it's all so exciting, and we're just trying to spread it around the world. You know, we're trying to figure out how many kids a year we teach, and between the two of us, it's at least 10,000. So, you know, that's an incredible feeling. So, just growing and enjoying life through tapping.
And Quinn, I mean, what your work as well, you're kind of also like a tap evangelist.
I love it. I'm gonna write that
yes.
down.
Praise through the tap. Yes.
I mean, you spend a lot of your time teaching young people.
Well, yeah, I enjoy working more with kids, just because of their fresh perspective on it, and a lot of them are uninhibited. They're, you know, not afraid to try new things. If you're trying to put a flip in a tap step, somebody's gonna try and work that flip out. So. It's always good to encourage them and share something new with them and take them outside of their normal box.
So tell our listeners what to expect from the two of y'all on Saturday night. What are you going to be performing?
I actually am very excited because I've never danced to this song before, and I wasn't very familiar with the song either. I'm dancing to Loverman, made famous by Billie Holiday, but it was going to be played live, which is awesome live music, and I know some of the musicians and they rock, and it's going to be beautiful. And so I'm excited about that because usually I do like fun, faster songs or like contemporary, you know, songs. And so I'm doing Loverman and it's slower, and so I'm going to be improvising. But I just think it's really appropriate as I'm getting older, and just try something new. So that is very exciting.
It's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
And is this Saturday night?
It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a great night. The Creative Alliance is doing this, but at Coppin State University at 7:30, March the 10th. And it's going to be these two incredible women, Quinn Johnson and Maud Arnold will be there. Maria Broom will be part of it. Samuel Smith will be there. Major forces in dancing, Baby Lawrence, Lewis Hawk Hawkins, Buster Brown. So it's something not to miss. And the number is 410-276-1651. Get your tickets, show up, and just be moved and thrilled and take your adults and take your children, and maybe you'll end up all dancing your way through your life. And I want to thank both Quinn Johnson and Maude Arnold for taking time with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.